In a field behind the Dunn County Highway Department garage, the remains of around 150 people rest in mostly unmarked graves. It's called a potter's field, and historian Sophie Doan says they were a common sight around the early 1900s.
They are a burial place for the poor, the indigent, the unknown, the forgotten. There were a lot of potter's field cemeteries associated with asylums back in the day.
Among the dead are six veterans: John Hannon, Fred Hutton, Andrew Johnson, James Mulligan, Paul Topp, and Daniel Weaver. Doan says she and members of her group, Friends of Potter's Field Dunn County, realized the veterans were there while going over census records from the local asylum and poor farm. Today, a nearby chapter of the American Veterans Organization will hold a full honor ceremony complete with 21-gun salute. Doan says it's the right thing to do.
I think it's important just for the recognition that these, you know, there's these six veterans that served, three served in the Civil War, three in World War One, and that it's 2014, and they're finally being, you know, given the recognition that every veteran deserves.
Dunn County Veterans Service Office Director Greg Quinn says there will be a veteran flag holder placed at the cemetery, though no one knows where the veterans lie.
We don't need to know everything. We just need to know that they served and did their job, and they're now being honored for that service.
The memorial ceremony will be held behind the Dunn County Highway Shop today at 2:30. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.